CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, a specially trained volunteer who helps a foster child navigate the mysterious court and foster care systems. But given the record number of Kansas children in foster care, there aren't enough CASA volunteers to go around. Here to talk more about this issue is Mickey Edwards, the state director of CASA. And thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Am I correct in my description of foster care and what CASA volunteers do to help kids in the system?
Yeah, that's very right. We have, as you said, not enough to do the big job of advocating for all the kids in foster care in the state of Kansas. So we are always in need of more. They are invaluable to the children that they're serving, providing that voice to the court, advocating for everything that that child might need in and out of the court system, whether it's education or in the foster home or their medical needs or whatever it might be. That CASA volunteer travels with the kid through the foster and court systems to make sure that they get what they need and their case is closed as quickly as possible with a safe living home.
Can you walk us through a scenario involving a typical case? I know there's maybe not such a thing as a typical case, but walk us through a scenario involving a child when he or she is removed from the home. How does that happen, and at what point does a CASA volunteer enter that child's life?
Well, a case usually starts with a call to the Kansas Protection Reporting System. A DCF social worker will investigate the case and determine whether services should be provided in the home to make sure the child is safe.
What we used to call SRS is now the Department of Children and Families. So
yes.
A call goes into that agency, a social worker gets involved. So that's probably the first thing that happens, right?
It is, yep, okay. Yep. So once the social worker determines that the child is maybe not safe in the home, they will collaborate with law enforcement for that child to come into the foster care system.
And from there, what happens?
The case is referred to the county attorney and seen in court. The court process begins, and usually within about 30 days, a judge will be asking for a CASA volunteer to be appointed.
If you don't have any CASA volunteers available, I guess the kid gets a guardian ad litem or someone?
Actually, every child that comes through the court system in our state gets a guardian ad litem. That's an attorney that's appointed by the court.
Separate from a CASA.
Exactly. Okay. In our state, it is separate from the CASA.
So every kid gets a guardian ad litem. I'm sure, like anything, that some are better than others. But one thing I've heard is that the guardian ad litem alone may not have as much invested in that child in terms of time and knowing that kid's parents and coaches and teachers and other people that a CASA volunteer would know about. Am I right in that?
Yeah, that's right. You know, especially in some smaller communities, a lot of attorneys that act as a guardian ad litem have other cases, other types of cases they serve on. So they're doing criminal cases, domestic cases, these abuse and neglect cases, and just don't have the time that they need to do a thorough investigation. So that's one way that CASA steps in and helps out.
So as best they can, the guardian ad litem will look out for this kid. But what differentiates the guardian ad litem from the CASA volunteer is that the CASA volunteer just has one case to focus all of his or her time on, right?
That's exactly right. So our volunteers are appointed to just one family at a time, so they can really take all of their volunteer energy, all their time, and focus on what that child needs, as opposed to the guardian ad litem who has many cases that they're trying to serve all at once.
In what ways is a CASA volunteer different from a social worker?
Similar to the guardian ad litem, especially now, the caseloads are so giant that social workers don't have the time to devote to make sure that everything happens the way it should happen for that child. In fact, I once had a social worker tell me that she knows for those kids that she is serving that have a CASA, nothing is going to fall through the cracks. She says they'll hold my feet to the fire, and she appreciates that because she knows at least those children are getting all of their needs met. No need will go unmet.
I have heard it said that foster children who are assigned a CASA worker or a CASA volunteer tend to fare much better than those children who do not have a CASA. Is that true based on your experience, and can you elaborate? Why would that be true?
Well, when you have just one case that you're focusing on, you can make sure everything happens as it needs to happen, or at least advocate that it happens as fast as it should be. For a child who's in foster care, the time that they spend away from their parents, away from their family, their pets, their school, their friends, everyone, just is exacerbated based on their age. So studies have shown that children with a CASA volunteer compared to same cases without a CASA volunteer tend to spend less time in foster care. One other way that children benefit is they tend to have better, longer lasting outcomes. So when they go home or when they find that permanent home, be it adoption or permanent custodianship or reintegration, they're more likely to stay there and they're less likely to experience reabuse later down the road.
I have heard it said that the state of Kansas does not want to raise your kid. So when a child comes into foster care, the court itself will do everything possible to return that child home as long as that home is safe, as long as the child's needs are being met. And the state, in fact, will give you, the parent who presumably wants that kid to return home, all of the tools necessary, the training, the parenting classes, the whatever, so that that reunification can happen. Is that still taking place? Is that true?
It is still taking place. You know, I have heard many social workers and others working for DCF say they don't want to parent your child. The state is not a good parent. You know, a child needs a home that they know is theirs, that consistency in coming home after school and having those same individuals in their lives. The DCF realizes that the foster care experience for a child is not normal, it is not natural, and it's not desired by children. So children, a lot of times, they will experience mental health issues and behavior issues and sometimes PTSD just from their experiences traveling through the foster care system and the disruption to their lives.
I bet it must be hard to recruit CASA volunteers, people who will undergo the training, devote that kind of time and energy for free. What's your best sales pitch for recruiting more CASAs?
You know, I'm not going to lie. It's a hard job. It is difficult. But I will say that I did it as a CASA volunteer and then as a staff person, I continued as a CASA volunteer for over 20 years because the return on investment, the personal satisfaction I get on that is so great. You know, I have a young man that I'd served for years and years. Unfortunately, he traveled the foster care system for much longer than normal. And he will call me just any time. The case has been over. But he will still call me because of the connection that he and I made together. And luckily, he's in a great place now, family loving him. But that return that you get on that relationship, or even just the knowledge that you've helped a child travel the system faster or not experience reabuse or whatever it might be, is just so worth the time and sometimes the heartache that goes into the job that you perform as a CASA volunteer.
What about the time commitment? If I was interested in becoming a CASA volunteer, I mean, how much of my time is this going to take?
Like I said, it's not the easiest volunteer position in the world. If you know, look at averages, I would say 8 to 10 hours a month would be about average. There are many times that it's going to take far less than that. On average, a couple hours a week is about right. It doesn't feel like you're spending that much time when you've got that return.
As the case is adjudicated, it's incumbent upon the CASA volunteer to write a report for the court so that the judge in the case can make some final determination. What happens with this child? Does this child stay with a foster family? Is the child returned home? Do we sever parental ties? I mean, all of these are options for the judge. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I don't know anything about writing court reports.
Well, most people don't, but that's one of the skills that we will give you if you become a CASA volunteer.
In the training.
In the training. The training is quite comprehensive. It's about 30 hours. Most programs do that over a series of several weeks so that it's not too burdensome for individuals. Most of our volunteers do work full time. But that court report, they take all of the information they've gathered to share with the judge so that the judge feels armed with good information so the judge can make great orders. Sometimes those recommendations that a volunteer might make at the end of their court report become orders of the court because judges realize that the heart and time that a volunteer puts into their court report it's a little different than a social worker. We are not restricted in any way as to what recommendations we can make. So if we feel like it's in the best interest of the child, we're going to let the judge know that. And then it's up to the judge to determine whether he wants to make that an order of the court.
The bottom line with the CASA volunteer is that their only goal, their only mission is to represent that child in court. So the CASA is only advocating for the child. Am I right? I mean, as opposed to being there for the parents or other stakeholders in the whole thing?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that child's best interest is paramount to the volunteer. In some cases, that means that they might go to bat for a parent who's worked very hard to get their child at home. If that volunteer feels that the parent's home is the best place for that child, they may advocate for placement at home with that parent. But there are times that doesn't happen. And if the volunteer feels that it's not a safe place for the child, they may continue to advocate that the child stay in foster care or find some other permanent resolution like adoption or placement with a relative or something.